Welcome to Screw It, Just Do It, the number one ranked entrepreneurship podcast for business owners, entrepreneurs, and those aspiring to be so. The aim of this show is to showcase the world's most inspiring and interesting people who've decided to screw it, just do it. We offer 20% inspiration and 80% education, giving you the tools and advice to start, grow, and scale a successful business. I'm your host, Alex Chisnell, fellow entrepreneur, podcast agency owner with a number one podcast, and startup advisor to global startup Generator and early stage VC, Antler. Each week, I release two episodes, a Q&A every Wednesday with one of the world's most inspiring figures, plus a solo episode every Saturday where I cover the challenges that all of us are facing as entrepreneurs. Just before you listen to this week's episode, I want to ask you, have you ever thought of launching your own podcast? If you have, then I've got a free podcast launch checklist. You just need to click the link in the description of the show and it will take you to where you just enter your email and we'll send you a copy of that free podcast launch checklist. If you want to launch it sooner and with help, then if you didn't know, I run a podcast agency called Podpreneur. We'd love to help you take the stresses and strains from launching your own podcast. We've been doing this for years. Get in touch, DM me, alex@podpreneur.co.uk. Now on to the show. So welcome to another episode of Screw It, Just Do It with me, Alex. And this is one of my most favorite episodes of the year. I look forward to this and there is a reason why I'm sat in my front room recording this and not sat in my studio recording this. That's because this is the 10 most listened to episodes of 2022 as chosen by you. So as I say, I'm sat here recording this before Christmas in my front room with a log burner on, with a Christmas tree decorated with the lights on, and I hope you are very well indeed, that you're happy, you're healthy, and that this new year, 2023, is going to be an awesome year for you. 2022, been a fantastic year, ups and downs as always, but this episode, the top 10 most listened to episodes chosen by you, is always really exciting. I love finding out what you like listening to the most so we can do more of those kind of episodes in the future and less of the ones that you don't like. But I'll always choose some of my personal favorites as well. So it's interesting. We're going to count down the top 10 most listened to episodes of 2022. Coming in at number 10, we've got episode 411. The one-page business plan. Yeah, the only solo episode to make it into the top 10 is this one. And there's a reason I stopped recording my solo episodes a couple of months back now, because I said everything that I'd wanted to say over the last 6 years. I've been doing solo episodes for at least 3 years, possibly four. And this one's a good one. And the funny thing is, I was literally talking about this yesterday, the one-page business plan. I was talking with this with GoDaddy, the big corporate that I'm doing a live webinar for in January. We were talking about the one-page business plan. So if you are a startup, a one-up entrepreneur, i.e. you're looking to start a business, then this is the episode for you. Instead of overcomplicating things, which happened a lot when I was working with Virgin Startup, we used to send out a business plan that was close to 100 pages. This is a one-page business plan. This comes down to working out what are you going to sell, who's going to buy it, and how are you going to get paid. It's as simple as that. So if this sounds like you, then go check out the one-page business plan.
If you are an entrepreneur, you will have a million business ideas a day, and you know you can get lost in shiny penny syndrome. It's always the next big shiny thing that comes along that takes your attention away from the thing that you're doing that ultimately will work. So many entrepreneurs try something, a year later, they're onto something else, or months later, they're onto something else. Whereas if you just kept doing the thing that you're doing for 3, 4, 5 years, you'd be amazed what you could achieve if you give something your sole focus.
The number 9 most listened to episode of 2022 is Near IR. So Nir Eyal is an author of the books Hooked and Indistractable. We talk a lot about technology not being a bad thing, about how we use it responsibly, with our time and attention being the keys to getting the best out of technology. If you'd like to learn how to work more effectively, how to work more productively, then this is the episode for you. He's a friend of the show. He's been on a couple of times now. Nir Eyal, episode 406.
The best way to understand what a distraction is to understand what is the opposite of distraction. So the opposite of distraction, most people will tell you, is focus, right? I don't want to be distracted. I want to be focused. But that's actually not true. That if you look at the origin of the word distraction, it comes from the same Latin root as the word traction. They both have the same Latin root, trahare, which means to pull. And you'll notice that they both end in the same six letters, A-C-T-I-O-N. That spells action. So traction, by definition, is any action that pulls you towards what you said you were going to do, things that you do with intent, things that move you closer to your goals and help you live out your values and become the kind of person you want to become. Those are acts of traction. The opposite of traction is distraction. Distraction is any action that pulls you further away from what you said you were going to do, further away from your goals, further away from living out your values and becoming the kind of person you want to become. So it's absolutely essential that we know the difference between traction and distraction. Because what people don't realize is that anything you say you're going to do with your time, as long as you define it in advance, is fine. There's nothing wrong with going on Facebook. There's nothing wrong with watching Netflix. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your life with a bit of you know, leisure time. None of that's bad per se, as long as it's done on your schedule and according to your values, not someone else's.
The 8th most listened to episode of 2022 is Magnus Grimeland, CEO and founder of Antler, the global early stage VC, enabling and investing in the world's most exceptional people. So Magnus has probably been on this show, I was going to say more than anybody else. I think he, after Piers Linney and Sabrina Stocker, he is definitely up there. He is a friend of the show. Know Magnus personally. This is a great episode if you are interested in investing in the world's most exceptional people. Look, we talk about investing in people being the smartest business decision you can make. And it's the hardest thing. If you're a regular of the show, you will know that one thing, the hardest thing that the people I interview say time and time again, that is the hardest thing to do is to hire the right people and then keep the right people in your business. So this is a real eye-opener for that, about investing in people being the smartest business decision you can make. Magnus Grimeland, episode 420.
Because if you ask founders, what is the hardest thing to get started? Well, you know, number one is, you know, the co-founders, product market fit. And then after that, you know, you need some capital. But the fourth thing is access to talent. Right. And that becomes harder and harder the more you kind of scale. But it's incredibly hard from day one, because day one, you don't even have anything to really pay people. You just have your equity and your vision. Right. So So we have this, you know, group of people, a network of people who want to work in really early stage startups. And they're super happy to work for a bit of equity because, you know, they want to be a co-founder on their own.
And so to number 7, the 7th most listened to episode of 2022 is Fergus Crawley. We talked about raising over £100,000 for men's mental health with Fergus. He's an accomplished powerlifter, winning 4 gold medals, and he'd been fundraising for Movember, a leading charity changing the face of men's health on a global scale and focusing on mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer as well. So we talk a lot here about stress. We talk a lot about being positive. We talk a lot about evolving your comfort zone, exposing yourself to things that you haven't experienced before, and about every human being having this constant battle within themselves to stay sane and to live life. Really interesting guy, really interesting episode. There's definitely more people like Fergus, more topics like this that I'm going to be exploring in 2023. So go listen to episode 412 with Fergus Crawley.
I think what the pandemic's done is help people understand the difference between the language around mental health, because for so long people would refer to mental health as mental illness, or
yes,
for example, mental health is something you have or you don't, in the sense, oh, they suffer with mental health. No, they suffer with their mental health. The nuances of language over time have changed. And I think the pandemic's helped people understand we all suffer with life in general.
Number six, the sixth most listened to episode of 2022 is episode 410 with Dr. Mandy Ray. Very interesting lady. It's rare that I meet somebody who's traveled more than me, but she has literally been to the four corners of this world. She's author of the book, The Values Compass. And during this episode, we talk about identifying your core values, about her traveling abroad all around the world and learning about purpose, about life, and about leadership as well. So go take a listen to episode 410 with Dr. Mandeep Ray.
I stayed at this one place called Chombe Lodge, where there were only female guides. And the way these female women guides took you around to see the animals was very different to, I think, how many, you know, I've only ever been to lodges where men have been guides. And so when we're looking at a pride of lions, they will be quieter. They will approach with greater consideration. They will be more observant of both the way you as a person, as an observer, interacts, and the way the animals are sensitive to you or react to you. And we were able to really interact and get much closer because of the awareness that these women had. And it meant that at some point you feel like you're part of the animal kingdom. It was just out of this world. Zillions and billions of experiences to share with you from there.
We reached the halfway point in our top 10 countdown of the most listened to episodes of 2022.
Sorry to interrupt your listening to this episode, but we need you to vote. It's that time of year again. It's one of my favorite times of year. We count down the top 10 most requested episodes of this year, i.e. your favorites. Okay, all you need to do is click on the link in this description for this episode and vote for your favorite episode of 2022. Then just before 2023, we're going to count down your top 10 most favorite episodes and announce the winner. Who's going to be number one? We've been doing this for a few years now. I love it. So we've had some old favorites, people like Piers Linney, Magnus Grimmerland, Sabrina Stocker, Brendan Kane, and we've had some amazing online and in-person interviews. Way too many for me to list through here, but some of my personal favorites would definitely be meeting John Cordwell at the most expensive house in London, the former Phones for You billionaire, meeting Seedlip's Ben Branson, something I've wanted to do for years, Matthew Mills, the husband and CEO of Deliciously Ella, and then also for that, I would also say Simon Leslie from Inc. Media, the onboard media business. So a whole load of others I could recommend, but this is about you, your favorite. So click the link, vote, and come back and listen to the rest of this episode.
Coming in at number five is Ben Branson of Seedlip, episode 414. This is one of my most favorite episodes, not just of this year, but of the entire 6 years that I've been hosting this podcast. I've been wanting to interview Ben for a very long time, and I was so glad it happened. We made it happen. We did it in person as well, which is always my favorite way of chatting to the guests that I have on this show. We've made a podcast for his sister brand, Acorn Aperitifs, which he co-founded with Claire Warner. And I'll be having some exceptionally exciting good news involving myself and Ben in 2023. But for the moment, I strongly advise you to go and listen to the story of Seedlip, how we invented a whole new category, the non-alcoholic drinks category. It's an amazing story of how to start a brand, how to bootstrap your way to a global brand that is loved and respected around the world. Fantastic. I love this episode. If you do one thing after listening to this entire episode, go listen to episode 414 with Ben Branson of Seedlip.
Fast forward to kind of launching 2 years later in one product in one size. having put my life savings in with the tattoo on my arm and full time on it. So it, I just, yeah, I guess I, it was just a slow uncovering of, oh my God, I really love this. Oh my God, I want to at least get this onto a shelf. That was the goal. Just see it through, get it on a shelf.
Number four, the fourth most listened to episode of 2022 is episode 418 with Austin McCord of Kasana Care. So look, it's not every day you speak to somebody who has started a unicorn. I've been lucky enough to chat to a number of founders of unicorn businesses, the likes of a Rowena Bird from Lush, a Ray Kelvin from Ted Baker, to name just two. And Austin was another one, a founder of a billion-dollar business. We chat about a whole bunch of things, about what it takes to be successful, about recognizing opportunity, having some luck along the way as well, about hiring the right people. Recognize the themes here as well, can't you? And how it really does take a screw it, just do it mentality to enable you to be successful. Go take a listen to episode 418, the fourth most listened to episode of 2022 with Austin McCord of Kasana Care.
2007, I started it. So like July of 07, 08, maybe I made like $150,000. And then 09 was a million. The year after that was 3 million, then 9 million, then 25 million. And it was after that $25 million year, which would be in 2012, then was kind of wild. Like a big strategic security company, all you guys would know, came and we were talking about a partnership, which seemed super cool. And then they were like, actually, we don't want to partner with you. We want to buy you. And wow. they were like, oh, we think your business is worth $100 million. And for me, like that's such an astronomically large number. Like I didn't grow up in a world where I ever even imagined a number that big.
So we are now down to the three most listened to episodes of 2022. And I admit thus far, there's been a bunch of surprises for me in the top 10. And those surprises continue into the top three as well. I don't know why surprised, but I'm just surprised at the makeup of the top 10 this year. I really am. So it's really interesting. And this year, I have to personally thank you. It's been the most successful year for this podcast. Every year has improved on the previous year. We've never had more people listening to this show. So I genuinely thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. This podcast is my most favorite thing that I do in my life, closely followed by my podcast agency Poppreneur, which, you know, where we get to help other people experience what I've experienced. You know, the people that I've met, the relationship I've made, the opportunities that have come my way through meeting these amazing people through my podcast in the last 6 years. Yep, it will be January 2023 it will be 6 years since I interviewed Stephen Bartlett for episode number one, and we'll be coming up to episode 500 at the end of January 2023. So without further ado, let's continue. Number three, the third most listened to episode of 2022 is James Clark, Marketing Director of Molten, Europe's largest listed technology venture capital firm and a multiple sponsor of the show. So I haven't rigged this at all before any of you say that, but we've had a fantastic relationship with Molten Ventures. They've worked with some amazing brands who you have heard on this show as well over the years. And, you know, talking about unicorns earlier, they've really backed some of those unicorns as well. But this is a really interesting one because we're talking about how to successfully rebrand your business. So if it's something that you've thought about, something you're in the process of doing, something you want to do, then you really want to listen to this episode. You know, James talks about that in marketing, you have to try and capture the mood within the company and bring that forth, because ultimately, brand is an expression the people working from within. That your brand is your way of communicating to your audience about your goals and your ambitions. I really enjoyed this conversation with James. Go and check out episode 416 with James Clark of Molten Ventures.
A brand is an emotional thing. You join a company because you want a job and you want to get paid, but you also join a company because you believe in what that company stands for. You commit a huge amount of time and energy to the business you work for. And so therefore, again, if you're the founder or if you're anybody else who's joined ever since, you have an emotional connection to that organization. And that level of intensity is different across everybody, but it's there. And so therefore, rebranding that business needs to be able to, you know, needs to be able to navigate that, but also it needs to be able to harness that. Because again, it's not just a paycheck. It is something that, you know, a lot of people have committed a lot of energy to building and growing. And so again, you're trying to harness that rather than necessarily look at it as an obstacle or something you need to be navigating around.
So the last two, the two most listened to episodes of 2022. So I can tell you that at number two, the second most listened to episode in 2022 is episode 413, The Future of Audio, 1 year on from Clubhouse with Lindsay Traherne. So I met Lindsay on Clubhouse along with many other amazing people that have become good friends, have become clients. And Lindsay is an online fitness coach, corporate group fitness instructor, and founder of the first fitness platform founded on Clubhouse as well. We talk about how Clubhouse started, how it's going, and the future of audio apps. It's interesting because I had an amazing time on Clubhouse. I felt privileged to be at the very start of a new social media platform. Again, it was one hell of a journey to be, you know, joining a new social media platform, and the next minute you're literally in a room with people like Grant Cardone, Paris Hilton, Lewis Howes, Jesse Itzler, all sorts of people, Eminem, Vanilla Ice, you name them. Unbelievable platform. I'm not on it anymore. For me, there wasn't any growth in the platform that I was seeing. And you just have to, like anything in life, you have to balance up your time against the investment that you make with that and what's coming back from that investment as well. So if you are interested in listening to The Future of Audio, then I suggest you go and check out episode 413 with Lindsay Traherne and myself talking about the future of audio.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still pinching myself a little bit when I stop and think this year has gone really fast, but it feels like also I've achieved more in this year than I've achieved maybe in the last sort of 5 years. And I don't know if that's emphasized by the fact we were locked down. I don't know. But of course, when I jumped on, and I still am, but I was a fitness professional when I jumped onto Clubhouse, and I really wanted to know how a fitness professional could make a difference on an app. And everybody knows that if you're an early adopter on an app, you've got every opportunity of standing out. You know, Kayla Itness, she knew Instagram before Instagram knew it was Instagram, and that's why she smashed it in terms of being such a prominent character on Instagram. And I was like, what can I do on Clubhouse that's a similar thing? Well, it's an audio-only app.
So, to the most listen to episode of 2022 goes to episode 430, which was Ian Small, CEO of Evernote, the app that launched a personal productivity movement for knowledge workers around the world. So I've been using Evernote on and off for years and years, had the opportunity to chat to Ian, who is the current CEO, and really enjoyed the conversation and how he's evolved the app, conversations all around culture and how important that is within an organization, about learning to listen, again, learning to listen to your employees, again, you know, learning to listen to the customers in your business as well. You know, some common themes coming out in these episodes. I want to talk to, you know, the founders and CEOs of, you know, again, another $1 billion business, you know, another unicorn. And that, which I love this little nuggets, that if you can't innovate, you cannot move forward. So the need to innovate, strive for innovation, has to always be there as well.
I was pretty blunt about my observations about where the company was. And to me, you know, that is a part of transparency and honesty. And if you're not prepared to be fully transparent with the team and transparent with your customers and honest about the situation, then you're already building yourself a barrier before you start.
So I hope you enjoyed listening to the countdown for the top 10 most listened to episodes of 2022. I would encourage you, if you've listened to any of these episodes this year, if you've gotten any enjoyment from this podcast, we don't charge anything for it. I don't ask you to pay any money. All I ask you to do, pay the toll. And the toll is going to be, tell somebody else about this show. share an episode with somebody else. That's how we grow this. 50% of people find podcasts organically. Okay, that's half of people find podcasts organically. So let's make it easy for them. Let's tell the people that we know and love about the podcast we know and love. So it would mean the world to me if you could share an episode of this show with somebody. And if you aren't already, then please follow the show. It used to be called Subscribe. It's now called Follow. It just means that you'll get be the first to know when the new episodes drop. I've got massive plans for this show in 2023. We're coming up next. It will be the roadmap to 2023 to make it your best year yet, where I talk about all the main pillars in your life, from health and wealth and all of those. I do this every year. Again, one of my favorite episodes like this, and I'm going to be sharing that with you the following Wednesday. So look, thank you so much. If you're moved to rate and review the show by scrolling down, if you're listening on Apple, then please do so. I will give you a shout out on the show. If you're on Spotify, you can just rate the show. You can't leave a review. But all of those things, I would be massively grateful for. This is 6 years in the making coming up. 500 episodes in the making coming up means the world to me. So thank you very much indeed. Have a very happy Christmas and your best year yet in 2023.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you'd like to reach our audience, you'd like to become a sponsor of the show, then please get in touch. Email alex@podpreneur.co.uk. We've had some amazing sponsors over the years, the likes of Virgin Atlantic Airways, Barclays Bank, FreshBooks, WholeSup, Manscaped, Be The Business, a whole host of fantastic sponsors who've reached our audience with their message. If you'd like to do the same, then please get in touch as soon as possible. Email alex@podpreneur.co.uk. If you found value in this free podcast, all I ask is that you tell somebody else about it. You don't have to leave a review or write a post on social tagging me in the Screw It, Just Do It hashtag. But if you do, I promise to give you a shout out on a future episode, and you have my eternal thanks. I'm @AlexChisnell on LinkedIn, Twitter and Facebook, plus @AlexanderChisnell on Instagram. Alongside the Screw It, Just Do It Facebook page, this houses the Screw It, Just Do It community and has the most up-to-date information on all things Screw It, Just Do It, including all of our live events. I love hearing from you. If you either message me on LinkedIn or email alex@screwitjustdoit.org, I promise to reply. Just give me a little time.